Do you mind if we talk about trends and fads a bit?
I'd love it, yeah.
You know how it affects you, windows, doors, that type of thing?
Welcome, construction industry professionals. You're listening to The Art of Construction, specifically designed for contractors and architects to grow your business. Here are your hosts, Devin and Kevin.
So some of the fun stuff about scaling your business is you get to expand your horizons, meet new people. I have Mike Zag is on his way over from Grand Junction, our satellite location. He's going to come into Studio MVWD and talk about kind of the other side of the hill as they speak. He has been listening to our podcast, so I said, hey, you want to be one of our first contractors on this thing to give us some feedback face-to-face? So I'm really excited for him to come over and have a chat with Mike Zag of Zagbuilt.
I'm so excited to hear Mike's input because of all the great comments that have come from both you and Keith out in our Grand Junction facility talking about how engaged he is in the community and how he's coming up with great ideas and how he's really kind of forward thinking. Having been a builder myself, I'm really interested in hearing what Mike Zag has to say about how they run Zagbuilt.
All right, let's have a fireside chat. Come on over, Zagbuilt, and let's dive in. So what's your favorite beverage?
Whiskey water.
We had one of those, I think, at your house.
Hopefully what's your after favorite? 5 o'clock, right?
5 o'clock somewhere. What's your favorite place you've traveled?
My favorite place I traveled is probably my next trip, and that'll be Alaska. And then after that, my favorite place will be the next place. So there's so many of them, it's hard to narrow down. But South Africa comes to mind.
Nice.
Gulf Coast of Louisiana comes to mind.
What are you looking forward to most on the next trip?
Time away from the office. It's always healthy to kind of regroup and spend some time with Peggy.
There you go. What's your favorite hobby?
Hunting. That's why I moved to Colorado.
So, there you go. Yeah. Where'd you move to Colorado from?
From central Wisconsin.
Okay, great. So you got through the speed round. So the next thing is to tell us about Mike Zag and Zagbuilt and give us the story of Zagbuilt.
Well, Zagbuilt is a custom home builder business. It's me and Peggy, and we have one site manager. I've been in business since 2002. Started the business with working for other builders, contractors as a tile layer. And I did a lot of tile work and had a lot of thought, layout, spending time with the builder, and found that a lot of builders weren't even interested in tile layout. They just wanted it done, wanted to rely on their subcontractors and get it done, and I thought I could do better. And to this day, I work with my tile guy and talk about layout and how we can improve, and we have a 10-year warranty on shower systems because it just wasn't there when I was doing the tile work, and that goes with a lot of stuff, whether working with the drywaller for special details or the trim guy also.
Cool. So. Well, and that's why I really wanted to have you on the show because I've got to know Mike Zag through our satellite location that we just opened in Grand Junction on the other end of the state. And Mike Zag was, as we were doing our due diligence and getting into that market and asking around, you know, who's the A players, who's the builders you want to know, who's the up-and-coming builder. Every one of those questions and things I would ask, it'd be Zagbuilt. Is who's the forward thinker, who's the up and coming, who's the big player, who's building in the golf course. All of our due diligence to find who our A customers and who we want to focus in was Zagbuilt. That's very important, I think, and that's why I wanted to have him as one of our first kind of premier builders on the show, is because he's been the one at all of our education seminars. He's the one that the model homes and all that stuff that I want to elaborate on in this podcast and kind of peel back a few of those layers of why, when you ask all those questions, Zagbuilt in the western slope of Colorado comes up. So the first thing is everything starts by a website and a plan. And that's what we have his website up here. And I love the fact about us and a system. It's really kind of they know who they are, what they're building, and where they want to go. So do you want to elaborate on how you got to this website and how long this has been up and kind of the history of this website?
Well, it's funny you ask the website. You think people were hitting the internet looking for potential builders years ago. Well, that was true, but it's even more so. The last year, last 12 months, some of the research that I've done. It's very, very important to be on the networks and the internet, more so now than a year ago. And I would never have guessed it. So I would say in a year or two, this website's going to be totally changed. And we're gonna change and always be on the cutting edge. When you get calls from strangers, even from Denver, we had a call. I think it was some building group. We're always looking at, you know, better pricing, that type of stuff. And she commented on the website. Well, I'm sure she sees a ton of websites. I think she had 340 builders in her network. And she commented how great our website was. So we're doing something right. You always got to keep it fresh and keep up to date. Stagnant is not a good term at all.
Do you do that internally, or do you outsource that, or how do you manage your website that's constantly changing?
Yeah, well, we have a marketing system along with other systems in our business, and this is part of the marketing system. Peggy does a very good job. She's next to me, and she's kind of keeping quiet now, but she's very good at doing the marketing, doing the office stuff, if you will. Part of our business is I take care of the budgets, the field work, and she takes care of the bill paying, the marketing, that type of stuff, and it works really well. Never said, hey, do you want this, do you want that? It just totally fell into place, so we're lucky that way.
Cool. We are always talking about what we call the needs analysis at Mountain View Window and Door, and really sitting down, as you just saw, our showroom for the first time, and it's kind of, in 5 minutes, a lot of the comments when I give them, I say, I'm going to give you the 5-minute tour and then sit down in the studio MVWD, and the words are, I'm overwhelmed. I'm looking around in the window world. So it's a matter of, same thing that you deal with when someone calls from Denver saying, can you build me a house? The thing that we call a needs analysis, the first thing on your website says the one-on-one meetings. We survey your wants, needs, and specific of the dream home you desire in depth, including bedrooms, bathrooms, features, locations, etc. I would say that's your needs analysis, and I think, wouldn't you say at a starting point to really understand what that phone call is, the most important thing to go down the right path, wouldn't you say on that?
It is. It is. They need direction. Constantly talking, I would guess 80-85% of the people that contact us never built a house before. So do not ever take any terminology for granted, any systems for granted. We do it all the time. We always have to relay what we do, how we do it, and really educate our clients. If they're not educated, that is a big downfall. That is as bad as not having a budget and prior to starting construction. So
Kevin is my co-host on this, and that's what's a lot of fun when we can have kind of, we all do our part in this system, and Kevin is the guy that's selling windows to the premier Zag builds in the Colorado. So what would some of the things that you would say with what he's saying about having a website, or kind of, Kevin, talk about some of the requirements Mountain View has behind the scenes that to be an A customer, kind of the things you need to have. And that's why he wanted to have his egg built in as an A customer.
No, absolutely. And I've gone through the website pretty carefully. And part of the thing that's nice about it is it gives me, as a window professional, an idea of the kinds of homes that you've built in the past, the attention to detail that you have both in and outside your homes, and the scale of the homes, as well as the you know, whether they're modern, contemporary, or, you know, modern and or contemporary, along with traditional and those kinds of things. So it helps give a feel. Not that that's necessarily, you know, the end all, but it gives me a good idea of what the builder's level of experience, the palette, what they're looking for, and that kind of thing. So that when we sit down and talk at the first meeting, I've got a much better understanding in that respect of what you do and what you've done already. And then it just seems to make the process a lot smoother all the way around. So we can ultimately provide a better product fit to what you're trying to do. So
yeah, at the end of the day, we're all interviewing each other, and you got to buy right to sell right. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about, how Mike Zag and his team, it really works, you know, the model home, the Pareto homes. Basically, the first day I met Mike Zag is I had been going over to Grand Junction, getting the showroom ready, and Keith Hogstead, our general manager over there, says, you know, Zag's doing something over at the Junction Rockies there with the suite. And I was like, well, that's really cool. And he's like, and he invited us to go. And I was like, man, this guy gets it. Like, right off the bat, it's like he's paying for a suite at the Junction Rockies, and he had the whole upper floor. And I walked in there in a perfect way. Everybody was collaborating and working together on the best interest for ZagBuilt. So surround yourself around good people, just like I've done, and give value to the people how you're buying right to sell right. And I think that's been one of the things that I've been watching ZagBuilt, definitely knowing how to buy right in the model homes. And kind of want to talk a little bit about that factor of your business, I think, has been one that sets you apart over there on the Western Slope.
Yeah, and it kind of comes easy. I appreciate you commenting on our, you know, relationship service part of ZagBuilt. That's very important. That comes way before price at any time. Part of how we look at a window or how we look at a drywall contractor, which my drywall contractor has been with me for 5 years because he is willing to do research. He actually attended a school in Chicago with the latest, greatest LED molding, chamfered moldings. We're one of the few people that do. Well, 2 years ago, we were one of the only people that have done it. And since then, other builders do it. But just always doing that cutting edge stuff that we'll be doing stuff for a year or two before anybody. But it kind of comes naturally. I'm a research junkie. And say windows, because we're talking to one of the best window sales businesses in the Eastern Slope and the Western Slope. So, in my opinion, you guys are rated in a value of 3. I think we talked about it before. And that's quality, warranty, and price. All of them have to be there. See, I get the best price, and the quality of window is a great window. And if I have a problem, I can never call anybody. I never see anybody. I don't get the window fixed. It's going to be money out of my pocket. That window company is no good to me. So it's always in threes. And whether it's a drywaller, a concrete person, or a window manufacturer, or a window sales company like yourself, you guys are always rated in threes. And that just makes it really simple for me.
Yeah, and that's an awesome system. Can you say those three one more time and kind of put the, like, do you weigh one more than the other, or how when you sit down? Because, so Mike had me out to his house that he lives in, and he also, you know, was on the Parade of Homes, I believe, last year, right? So that house on the Parade, and it's immaculate when you walk in there. And he sat me down and showed me what they're using and was kind of interviewing us and interviewing each other if we're the right fit. And he kind of talked with me about how he interviews his suppliers, just like a homeowner that's interviewing you. You have a good system, so we can all relate, and I could really relate to that. So if you want to hit those 3 points one more time, because I think that's marketing gold for our contractors listening.
Yeah, and the three, and not in this order, and or say you break it down within 100%, not in equal 33%, but warranty, price, and quality. And you can never go wrong if you rate everything in that sense, whether it's a physical person, you know, is he going to come back and do the job? Or is he going to come back if there's problems? Quality, is he going to do great quality with help from me? Because I need to show everybody what I mean by ZagBuilt quality. And then, of course, price. Is he going to come in competitive? And at the end of the day, all of our houses have to appraise, or most of them have to appraise. I want to meet the guy that won the lottery, and his house doesn't have to appraise. But
that hasn't happened yet, huh?
No, not yet. So,
now, are you building mostly by contract, or are you doing some spec building as well, where you're building the house and then selling it ultimately later to a potential buyer? Or are you building only for people that you're under contract with from the get-go?
I'm a little mix, Kevin. We have mostly, I would guess we're doing 80-90% custom homes for contract or for contracting to build with customers. Gotcha. And then we're doing 10-20% spec houses. Recently, we've ran into a little bit of trouble with basically making money on our spec houses. What's kind of ordinary and or a starting version of a ZagBuilt house, frankly, is sometimes a lot higher, whether it's quality and or products. We're putting quite a bit into the houses. So at the end of the day, we have to really watch our bottom dollar, and we do not want to build a spec house and break even. We're willing to take quite a bit of a cut, you know, from the last 5 or 6 years, but still we have to pay the bills. We have to pay our insurance, that type of stuff. So to answer your question, maybe that's why we're only running 10 or 20% spec houses, but we're really trying to keep our budget super tight and not have any overages on that and have too much fun when we're doing a spec house, which the customers like it because they're getting a lot for their buck. But
yeah, that's definitely a challenge of, like, when I toured your house, like, you trick them out with all the cool stuff, but that all comes with a price. So you got to make sure what's the level of how far you go with that to where you get your return on investment. And you come into a showroom like Mountain View Window and Door, and you can really trick stuff out. But we have to really understand together, saying, what's the end goal on this house? And that's what we're always talking about, the needs analysis, just like you have your one-on-one meetings, is what's your end, true end budget, and what you're really trying to get out of this thing. And the people that will tell you that up front, it cuts a lot of the time out of there by understanding that, and are we the right fit or not? Because there's... over, you know, Zagbilt is a premier builder. You're not going to be the right builder for every person. If they want everything price, just like Mountain View Window and Door, if price is your only concern, we may not be the right fit for you. We could send you over here to do that if that's your concern. And that's what I like about these meetings and wanted to have you in the end of the podcast, because not everything's about price. Like you said, it's a big part of it, but there's other factors. You know, it's like what we talk about Mountain View is price, service, quality, pick two. And when we mean by pick two is we always know price is that one that is rears its head all the time, but the service and quality are important too, and you got to lay those all out together.
Well, and the reason we bring that up frequently is to make them focus and pay attention to the, all of a sudden they're losing quality. Well, I don't want to lose quality. And once we talk about that, then they realize that, oh yeah, it's really a package. Because like you described, you want all those things, but you don't want a situation where you lose the warranty part, let's say, the warranty slash service, where all of a sudden you got to be shelling out money, because then all of a sudden that price point that you got really wasn't the price point you got. You're paying later instead of paying now. And what we always try to talk about is understand the whole process, think about what you're paying now, but also what you're getting later versus what, you know, if you go the super cheap route, you really might be getting a lot less than what you think, and you're going to be definitely be paying more later.
Yeah, and yeah, Kevin, I'd agree with that. It naturally comes, you guys are in a good spot, it just naturally comes with a little education, and that would be, hey, you're going to be in this house maybe for 20, 30, 40 years. The house is going to be around to 100 plus years. You don't want to replace the windows. We can replace countertops, cabinets, door, interior doors, that type of stuff. You cannot replace insulation, a good attic insulation, good trusses, and with that, good windows. So you guys actually have kind of a head start on other products, if you will. So
yeah. And you've definitely recognized that. I've been kind of the outsider looking in, and you and Keith have had a lot of conversations regarding the Anderson 100 series window, which I think is kind of the perfect window for the high desert over there in the western slope, because you get really hot and really cold over there, and vinyl windows just don't hold up very well in that market. But you're in a spot where you said it's got to appraise, and I got to build it to where if everyone else is using the cheapest vinyl window and I put the Anderson 100 series, at the end of the day, do I sell it for whatever, let's make up a number, $5,000 more for those windows? Do I get that return on investment? And that's where Zags came to all our seminars and done everything we've asked as far as just take a closer look, as Anderson would say in their campaign, and see the value. And then what we've been talking about is, yeah, we do have to understand the price aspect, and you've been putting out your base price with the vinyl window that we can supply that, but also giving us a chance to let your, you know, 80% of your builds have been pre-solds, to let them come in and talk to us and say, this is the cost, this is what you get out of that. And I think that's something that we really appreciate, a builder that does it that way. And then it's on them at the end of the day. If they want a 5-year or 15-year window, or do they want a real 20-year window, it's up to them to make the decision and kind of pay now, pay later, like Kevin's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll tell you, it's actually an easy sale. It's not hard. I've never had anybody not upgrade to Anderson 100, giving a little bit of budget-wise towards the window. And then we've even had people go into the E-Series and stuff that, you know, that's a whole different animal there.
Yeah.
But quality, you know, the money follows the quality, and That's how it should be, quality first. So
cool. Thanks for being on Facebook and feedback and all this stuff. Very forward thinking. So we just wanted to get some feedback because we sit in here in the studio and now you're seeing it firsthand. Is, you know, people tell us they love it and they listen to it, but getting true feedback, we don't get a lot of that. And we sit and look at a microphone and say, are we saying the right stuff? So if you could kind of give us some things from, you know, you're our 21st recording. What are some of the things as we've kind of trying to build this as the platform for the construction industry that you've taken away to this point from listening to other shows?
Well, I kind of came in the same way your other customers came in, not necessarily advertising Zagbuilt, which I appreciate, but actually putting the research out there, giving the little tips. I think giving back to our industry is very important. You're going to get it back two or threefold, so it's easy to do. So what I really like about your past guests that you had, they do explain the insurance aspect of our business, the window and shades aspect of our business, that type of stuff. So that's very important, kind of a well-rounded. One of the reasons I was selfish, I listened to your podcast so I can get better and improve my business. So it's a no-brainer. If you want to improve your business, you need to listen, need to spend some time. And you know, we're more than just builders, we're researchers and planners. So
thanks a lot, because that's what we want to hear. And I don't want to hear selfish. That's really, we're doing this whole thing is because we want to make Zagbuilt that much better of a business. And exactly what you said, you give and you will get. Like if we give you a secret tool today or something that you take away to make your business stronger tomorrow, then in turn, we're making our businesses together stronger. And that's really the whole premise of this thing.
That's exactly what we laid this out for when Devin and I were talking about this. And part of the benefit, I think, also for us is that we get some good nuggets from people that we have on the show ourselves so we can improve our business and our relationship with clients as well. So we think it works great. But being on this end of it, like Devin was saying, we don't always get the feedback. So it's good to hear that. We certainly appreciate it. So
no problem. You guys are doing a great job.
So on your website, I see all these awards on the Parade of Homes. So how do you get all these awards, other builders listening to this? How does Zagbuilt get all the top Parade of Homes awards every year?
Well, I would say have a unique approach to it, whether it's product, floor layout, how you show the house, how the house is decorated. You know, our motto, you've seen our motto everywhere, a unique home builder. And with that, naturally just comes oohs and ahs. We're doing something different. I was told last year that, wow, you're building a house like they do in the eastern slope of Colorado. And I, to this day, I don't even know what that means. But
that's so funny because in your house you're living at, I see trends of that. And that's what's kind of fun about now that we've expanded from having the location here in Denver and the location in Grand Junction and then using technologies like GoToMeeting to take what we see as Denver's the afterthought of California, but then we get the afterthought of California to Denver, and then a forward thinker like Zag, you put something in a house that no one's, I mean, over here it's like the paint grade thing, but over there Alder is still the coolest, hottest deal, and it's like, well, that was 2 years ago over here. And then it's amazing when we say eastern slope to western slope, and to kind of paint the picture, what we mean by that is you're going over the ridge in Colorado, and we're really on each end of the state of Colorado. So people listening to this globally, it's like we're really on each end, and Denver is, you know, a bigger city, and Grand Junction is kind of a metro market. But there's a lot of characteristics that are the same. Then you have these luxury mountain pockets in between. So we're pulling from each side all these different resources. As far as the Denver areas, we're trying to pull from this Aspen stuff that's just over the top because price is secondary for those guys. And how can we pick that stuff and kind of put a price point to make it work? It's been fun to kind of see that whole breakdown between the state of Colorado.
Yeah, we live in a special state, and you know, we're not booming right now in Grand Junction like you are in the Eastern Slope, which I think is healthy if builders in Grand Junction are surviving now. They're going to survive for a long time, and that's a good thing. Sure. Do you mind if we talk about trends and fads a bit?
I'd love it, yeah.
You know how it affects you, windows, doors, that type of thing? That's a...
Absolutely.
There's a lot of aspects to... The new fad in a door and a window.
So. Right. tables have turned. You're interviewing me saying, what's a new trend for Windows? Is that what you're asking?
I told you I'm here to learn.
I love it. So. I love it. You've got the five-minute tour in the Denver showroom that a lot of the stuff has all got put in the past 6 months. So it is a lot of the what we think is the hottest trend. So what's the top thing that struck your eye walking through the showroom?
Actually, a different interior color of a window, kind of leaning towards modern traditional in the sense of it still needs to be timeless. It cannot be, or it can be, but I wouldn't suggest building a house solely super clean, contemporary, over the top. That might be a bit of a fad right now. I think you can have a good mix of both. So in your showroom, I've seen large size doors as well as windows that everybody's going to love that. We call it living wallpaper in our homes. When I build a house, it's all designed around the views. Whether the view is up close of a beautiful backyard, the monument being in the front door, or the front of the house, we have to capture that living wallpaper, and your windows do so. And I'm seeing dark colors inside. We've seen a lot of beige and white interior windows. Dark, do I dare call it a commercial look?
Yeah.
Super, super cool.
Yeah.
Dad told me, and maybe you're going to repeat this if I didn't steal it from you, but he's like, it's like a woman putting makeup on. and he says they're really showcasing that dark colored window inside.
Yeah. It's been interesting to see this to where the kind of the boutique brands of where you come in and you see the Fleetwood that it's kind of this commercial look on residential homes. And I agree with you. I mean, personally, I think I like the transitional word versus this uber modern thing that is just... to each his own. You know, if they don't want to buy it, we'll sell it. But what I'm getting at is I think that modern twist on these modern kind of storefront windows has really thrown into the window category. And then these big mass-produced, the Anderson windows of the world, we say, well, we just need black on black on the 100 series. And I met with the guy that's in charge of that whole department, flew in last week and met with me. He's like, is this the big deal? I said, it's the deal right now. But the problem is this hurry up and wait on a brand like Anderson is they just finished it. They cut the ribbon last week on a 320,000 square foot expansion at Bayport for the 100 series. They can make the 100, the black on black, but the problem of these dark colors when it comes to residential windows, Anderson's not going to put something out there it has to be tested properly. And these dark colors take in the heat a lot differently. And then, you know, the vinyl window guys out there now are saying, you know, we have the pigments where it goes through the color and bounce. The jury's out on that. I've heard a lot of different stories over the years. But Anderson's R&D facility is second to none. And we're going to be taking people back there. And they're putting it through there where the black on black is just not working with the certain. But they understand it. And they're doing everything they can to get that black on black out, but they're not going to put it out until they know it's going to perform. And I think that's important for, you know, the trends and the stuff. Like, you and I want to follow the trends and being ahead of the trends. We also don't want to put something out there that in 5 years from now it's failing. And I think the dark colors is a perfect example of that. Look at Milgard windows. They did it, and it failed miserably, where all the windows were peeling apart. And, you know, now they say they have it fixed. But that was no good for them, no good for you, and no good for the distributor in the middle. So I think that's something that's important with trends is that we got to recognize the trends but process it the right way as well. But I think you couldn't have said it better. I agree with everything you said as far as the dark colors, the modern look, the big walls, the mountain views, you know, whether it's the high desert in Grand Junction or Aspen or looking out at the Rockies here in Denver. It's all about those big walls of glass. You came in the showroom and you saw the Wyland and the Uber, and everybody says how much, and it's literally three questions every single person asks. So we have the flip card, so you see the list price. So everybody sees that Wyland door, that if a panel's 6 foot wide and 14 foot tall, it's, you know, it's $22,000 for that door. But then how do I take that and put it, size it down and scale it to where it makes sense for Zag Built, for Mountain View, and the manufacturer making it? And that's what Anderson and other companies are doing in kind of standard sizing stuff. Like the Milgard has the moving wall that is similar to this Fleetwood that's half the price. What do you get at half the price too? So we definitely, I think you're spot on with the trends. It's the big moving glass walls, indoor, outdoor. Take advantage of Colorado, but you got to work with a supplier that understands sill pans and the weather factors along the way.
Yeah, agreed. And you're in good hands in Grand Junction. You're a new outlet. Keith does a very good job. He's very personable, building relationships, service is phenomenal. And we actually conquered just what you said, is bringing that wall of glass, 16-foot wall of glass, down to an affordable price. I'm not going to give out my secret, but we got it down pat. And I'll tell you, it was maybe an hour and 20 minutes with your systems, Anderson 100, what we came up with. And we're going to start introducing that into our houses. And basically, we're going to get a wall of glass for, you know, 20% of the cost.
So. Nice. And that's what's so fun, is working with creative industry partners like Zagbuilt to say, how can we make this mass-produced 100 series fit to give the look that is close to this Fleetwood or Weiland? That is, Zagbuilt, with the price you have, you can't build a better home than what Zagbuilt, with what you're, the cost you're putting into it. And you have to recognize that cost. And Weiland is just not the door for everyone, unless you truly want that lift slide countertop window where you want the counter to run inside and outside. You're not going to get something like that with the 100 series that has a threshold and certain things that you just can't overcome certain things. So in certain applications, it does make sense to pay for something that a mass-produced product can do.
Yep.
Well, and I think one of the things you hit on earlier, Mike, is you're talking about the whole focus in your homes of being timeless, and I think that's one of the things that is important to look at with trends is, you know, some trends that are still in homes today don't work, you know, and they could be 30, 40, 50 years old, and so it's important to be able to look at that. One of the things that you touched on, I think, that is constantly timeless is bringing the outside in whatever way you can, whether it is through windows, doors, the height of the doors, the windows. All those kinds of things can help make that home timeless, so that, you know, whether you're in that home for 5 or 10 years or 20 or 30 or whatever the case may be, whomever's in that home is going to still feel it's pretty timeless. So that's pretty impactful, I think.
Yeah, agreed.
So we always ask our guests, what was the most unique construction project you've worked on in the past 12 months? And you could say a house and one specific part of that, so people listening is... What comes to mind with that question?
It's funny you ask, because I was asked this, maybe not the specific question, but it was more on the unique side. And recently, 2 or 3 months ago, we just finished a chicken coop and/or slash barn. Peggy's next to me giggling because a special client, special in the sense of really helping us do our research. Very meticulous, very savvy when it comes to products. Gave me anywhere from a 10 to 14 page write-up on their barn / chicken coop. Automatic chicken door sensor where the chickens walked up to it, the door opened. Automatic side special lid where she could extract the eggs. Thickened edge concrete, bronze. Boy, I don't even remember what the product was called, but it was a bronze polycarb type material. The polycarb had to be set with a compass because it was also dubbing as a greenhouse. So we had clear and bronze polycarb. And then also we had an automatic venting system where we had air introduced on one side of the greenhouse and exited exhaust fans on the other end. So
it did act as a greenhouse and a chicken coop.
Correct, yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
We got to get some pictures of that thing.
Yeah, it's pretty neat looking.
Well, and then one of the things we always ask is, what was the most challenging project you had over the last 12 months?
Well, I hate to wimp out, but that, of course, the chicken coop barn / greenhouse was.
You've done a lot of those, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly, especially with the bronze poly. It was actually, the bronze poly came from Wisconsin, so and had aluminum tracks. So, Kevin, to answer your question, but not to just wimp out on not extending, you know, my challenges throughout the year, but that was actually the most challenging. More so it was because initially I took it lightly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's just a chicken coop, no big deal.
Yeah, and I didn't think somebody would spend $150 a foot. She's going to kill me when she hears this, but $150 a foot for the barn. So
wow.
Not my fault, I must add. So with that, it was very important to her. I kind of didn't jump into it like I should have. You know, I'm a builder, planner, and a researcher, and I should have approached it as that. So that was a little challenging. A week or two bumps in the road, and she got my attention, so we ended up building a great chicken coop barn greenhouse.
So was this after you'd got the contract of building the house?
Throughout, yeah. So kind of how it happens, Devin, is we really concentrate on the house. The barn or the detached garage is always kind of on the back burner until we concentrate on the house. We want to build our, whether it's the barn chicken coop or the a detached garage, we have to have certain elements to match the house. That's how I like to build. And so we kind of piggyback on that. Well, this wasn't just a natural piggyback with 2x6 construction, insulated, stuccoed, with the same Anderson 100 series windows. It had different windows. It had venting. It had uniqueness to the building code. You know, everything had to be in conduit because of the potential dust problem and stuff. So,
cool.
Very cool.
Yeah, you probably didn't have chicken automatic opening chicken doors or whatever you call it initially on your list of products that you've used before, right?
No, a little bit of a surprise there. So.
Yeah. So what do you listen to while you're driving around?
I listen to Fox News.
Have you ever listened to the Art of Construction while you're driving around?
I do not.
I'm glad you answered it that way, because that's been one of my big kind of learning moments, learning lessons on this podcasting is to give people other ways to listen to the Art of Construction, or even if you're into hunting and you want to listen to the new way they're bugling elk to get the big elk or whatever it is, podcast is radio whatever you want, when you want it, how you want it, versus Fox News is, you know, if you like Fox News, but today it may be a really good subject. Tomorrow it may be a subject you're not interested in at all, but that's what you listen to and that's what you're used to. It's like before I learned about podcasts, it was sports radio. And then I really love learning about my company and the industry and how I can get better. I'm just a window and door junkie and a podcast junkie now, to where I couldn't tell you about sports radio because I don't have time for that, because there's something better I found. Mm-hmm. And that's podcasts. So I listen to different podcasts that is about working on my business and working in my business, how and when I want to listen to that. And how I do that is I use an iPhone, and everyone thinks with an iPhone you got to do the iTunes. And it's, I don't like that platform as much as I like Stitcher, Stitcher. We'll put it on the show notes. But Stitcher is a universal platform for Android, all the different phones that are out there. So you can go to the App Store for iTunes and get Stitcher or Android. So you get Stitcher, which is kind of that button. And so now they're in the process of cars that are coming out. There's going to be, like, as we've come through different things, like the whole Sirius satellite radio was a big one, right? So it came in your car where you just had that on the car. So what the concepts and things are looking is to where there's going to be a Stitcher button in your car. So you hit Stitcher and then you search elk or big game hunting, and then all the shows are going to come up for along those lines. Or if you want to listen to, you know, construction, hopefully the Art of Construction keeps growing and it's a relevant podcast for that industry. And the thing about especially if you can get a Bluetooth system in your car, and that's kind of the next other thing that cars are coming in with, Bluetooth, to where your phone, when you turn on the car, that signal will start up immediately when you turned off the car. So it starts and stops, and then if you just want to, I need enough of that, you just hit pause on Stitcher, listen to the radio if you need to just veg out for a while, or a rock station, or you want to catch up on Fox News. And then when you want to go back to that, you just open up Stitcher on your phone. Or in my car, I actually invested in the little screen in the car that goes with my phone so I can hit it on the screen and it's safe while I'm driving around. So it's such a new thing, this podcasting, but as you drove over from Grand Junction to here, that's another thing you could listen to in conjunction with FM radio if you're not liking what you're hearing. Some other tricks of the trade are, is if you just go off of Stitcher, it's you got to have cell signal. So another thing is, if you do, I just upgraded to the iPhone 6 and I did get the bigger phone so that I can, through iTunes, I have all these different shows I want to listen to, well, if I'm flying or somewhere where I don't have the internet, I have those preloaded in my phone through. And so I do use iTunes for that portion of it. So if I don't have the internet to where it's on the go, where I'm going to and from work, that's how I use Stitcher. But if I don't have internet access, I do, before I go on a trip, or if I'm driving over to see you guys in Grand Junction, I know going through the certain spots I lose cell service. So I will download a few shows and have my phone ready and able to listen to the podcast of whatever I want to listen to on the way over there. So when I was singing through this, it was like, well, how can my ideal customers, and there's just not a lot of Zagbelts out there that will take the time and just be learning regularly. And for lack of a better term, there's just not as many junkies as we'd like out there as suppliers. So, but I do say, well, you do have to drive from job A to job B or whatever. Just that's part of life. So if I can train people how to do that while they're driving as another resource and get that secret nugget on a show, that's why I always ask that question. So it's been a loaded question that it kind of opens up another new thought, as we say, marketing outside the box at Mountain View Window and Door. So I kind of want to just wrap this thing up by saying it's been so much fun getting to know new builders. You know, we're all working together between Grand Junction and Denver. It's been exciting to see this all come. It never happens as fast as you like, and you never have as many customers buying homes as fast as you want. But the cool thing has been is, like, as we tell this story today, the homeowners that he called about from having a good system, he sold those homeowners from Denver, and then he pulled resources from Keith and coming to his team in Denver and pulling us back on new ways of thinking. And he is using the 100 series on his model home on the next parade with these people from Denver moving over there. Is that correct on that project?
That's correct. And, you know, I talked about the vinyl versus composite core, how important the composite core was, heat transfer. The bonus, of course, it's a recycle. They use the recycled sawdust and stuff, so that's just kind of a bonus. And the warranty, which frankly, they don't even have to have one because we don't have any problems with the Anderson windows. So it was kind of a no-brainer. We didn't even price the lower-priced vinyl. The house does lend itself to nice windows, but maybe not super high-end windows such as 20-some foot of retractable glass. But I think we got a good package in there with E-Series patio doors. They were really insistent once they heard the sales pitch, if you will, of, you know, quality, price, and warranty. And they're going to get a good package of 100 series windows along with the E-Series patio doors. So.
Well, and the beauty of that, too, is because of you as a builder and designer of homes for people, you can get color match, you can get quality match, and so that the look of the home is going to be the same even with mixing those products, which is kind of nice.
Correct. Yeah, very easy to do. Of course, Kevin, you just mentioned your outside colors should match, I think, and with the E-Series and the Anderson 100, they do match, so... Got to get creative. You got to spend.
Man, Keith has educated you well over
I'm
there.
Impressed.
he can be a sales rep for us. He knows the drill.
No,
well,
that's great.
Thanks for making the trip over the hill and coming and seeing us here in Denver and seeing the showroom. And you know, I you've been the builder over there that I've just been amazed with. Like, you're always learning and wanting to know the new stuff. And I think that's why you're the when everyone asks all these questions about who's the top builder. It's all about a learning organization, and that's what Zagbelt is, and that's what we've created at Mountain View Window and Door, and we couldn't be more excited as our partnership and can't wait to go through that parade of home house this year and 10 years from now.
Yep, we appreciate it, Devin. Thanks for everything. Literature, products, and education, it really helps. I'd suggest anybody that has some free education to go to, you get a free lunch, and you get educated, and you have to do that for your clients. It's just it's a must. They
awesome.
Deserve that.
Thanks for believing in us. Planning, planning, planning. That was basically what he said on during the show and when we turned off the microphone, going through a lot of additional details of his why he is the top dog when it comes to building on the western slope of Colorado.
Well, and his whole focus is research for the benefit of his customers. You know, he's doing research out there. And I think it was a great description during the show where he was talking about building a chicken coop slash barn, you know, kind of jokingly about it. But obviously this was really important to the customer. And the customer was, you know, he was already building the customer's home. And he had to learn everything that he had to beyond his wildest expectations about, you know, automatic chicken doors. I mean, who would ever even think about automatic chicken doors when you're a general contractor? Not too many people.
Right. But listening to your customers and exceeding their expectation, and you do that by knowing how to get there. And every education seminar we've had over in Grand Junction, because that's really been our secret sauce over here in Denver as Mountain View Window and Door, is to educate our ideal customers and give and you'll get. And we've been doing that over in Junction, but it's been amazing how he's the only one that's come to every one of those events. And he's asking questions, but the numbers have been so low. So it's kind of like, it's pretty obvious why he's a top builder over there, is because of the education factor. And he's a learning organization with Zeg built like Mountain View Window and Door.
Well, one of the things that we're always talking about on the show is we hope that listeners, our architects and contractors, get one nugget or two nuggets from the show that they can turn into greenbacks, you know, to make money with, right, to make their business better. And that's exactly what Mike's doing, not only with us, but with everybody that he comes in contact with, because he is focused so much on researching and doing all the due diligence so he understands what the costs are and then can pass that on to the customer and give them the choice. And they get the benefit of not having to do all the work and agonize over it because he's already done that. And then they can make the choices in an organized and straightforward fashion, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah, and then once we turn the microphone off, Mike and his wife Peggy, I asked them, like, you know, how are you guys so organized as such a great husband and wife team? And, you know, they invited us to their Rockies party again, and just taking care of their subcontractors so well. And he's so sought after because they do things that way. And so I said, well, what system do you really use? And so Peggy actually logged in through their website, which they give an access code to all their customers, and it's an open book, and they showed us, and it was so awesome to see. They use a product called CoConstruct, right, Kevin?
Yeah, it was co-construct.com, right.
So that co-construct.com they showed us how, you know, the bids from Mountain View, the good, better, best, and the customer has to choose all those features, and talk about protecting them and making sure the customer gets what they want from their budget price to not all about price, like we talked about in the conversation with Mike, is really he wants to understand, put the best product out there, but let the customer decide what best is and how far they want to go with their project.
And it's all completely transparent to the customer. There's nothing hidden. They're showing directly the quotes that, as an example, when you're talking about windows, that we've provided to them. So the customer sees exactly what is going on. There's nothing hidden under the table where they're paying 10 prices for something. They know what they're getting, and they can choose, and it's their choice.
Well, I don't know about you, but we could use a lot more Zag Builds.
Absolutely.
In this world, in this construction industry, because, you know, he loves the podcast, you know, asking me about how to be more refined with the podcast and just always asking questions and getting better. And it's so fun being around guys like Mike and having him into Studio MBWD, because that's what they're all about.
No, he's completely passionate about his business and always, always trying to figure out a way to build a better mousetrap, which is really exciting, I think.
And then also, you know, he's worked with Mountain View and asked us a lot of questions, thinking outside the box to say, yeah, I love this Anderson 100 series window, but the Weiland door is not in the budget for this house. How can we creatively bridge that gap? And Keith, who, you know, Keith went all the way to the top in was now Pro Build, and now they just sold out again. And it's been so much fun having Keith dive back in after going through the whole aspect of being a custom builder himself and working his all the way up in the production world of Pro Build and those kind of guys, and kind of starting back over and doing everything, kind of repeating everything. And it's really cool to see the outcome of that from, you know, how Keith and Mike are a team now, you know, and the culture and the team of Mountain View that we're always talking about. It's really rewarding for me to hear that, to have a guy come in here and speak so highly of Mountain View. And literally, I was plug and play, Keith, this is how we did it here, make it your own, and all about the relationships. And that's what Mike hit on during the show.
And also about collaborating to come up with a solution, like in the case you described about having a larger opening where you can fill that with a more expensive product. But how do we do that and keep the budget so we can keep the customer happy and keep within their budget? And being able to collaborate with people on both sides like that is critical. And that's, I think, you know, Real interesting on both the part of Mike as well as Keith to be able to have done something like that and come up with a good solution for the customer.
It's sure fun to hear a real story kind of pulling it all together of what we've done internally that I think contractors and architects listen to this. There's a lot of takeaways. It's like the details of getting it right on paper, but also understanding a budget and getting creative in that budget to where you have – he has a whole arsenal of awards on his website.
Absolutely.
That's forever changing because he is always – forward-thinking and doing new things, but also being – he talked about how he's so passionate about, once we turn the microphone off, how he does refrigerators and how everything has to be right to where the whole house just focuses. And he's on the job sites, living in these houses he's building. He's putting himself in his customer's shoes like we're always talking about.
Well, and I think the great thing, too, is that we're all busy. We're all so busy that we don't have time to do X, Y, and Z, and yet he recognizes the importance of – coming up with solutions, collaborating with, you know, your key suppliers to come up with better solutions moving forward, which ultimately in the long run is going to save you time and save you money and get a better result with your customers. And that's the part to me that was pretty impactful.
It's pretty powerful that the Art of Construction is scaled to where contractors are listening to this and saying, hey, can I be on your show, and driving 4 hours to come into Studio MBWD.
Yeah,
and working on their business by coming in and giving feedback by a whole show. So we're so thankful for Mike Zag to I guess, buy into our culture and drink the purple Mountain View juice, as they say. So thanks a lot for listening to another show. And if you're a contractor out there listening and you got some stuff to give, reach on out to Kevin and I, and we'll be happy to have you in the Studio MVWD.
You have been listening to The Art of Construction. To listen to more, please go to www.mtnview.us and click on the podcast tab. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, and thanks for listening.